This is MSO News Sports. We're joined by Lynn English coach Chris Carroll. And Chris, North Final, congratulations to you.
Thanks, Bill.
Tewksbury at Manning Field on Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. I know you got a chance, I'm sure, to see Tewksbury last weekend in their one-point win over Danvers, but what a wild game that was.
Very crazy game. Tewksbury, very impressive, especially in the first half. And credit to Danvers and that coaching staff. You know, that those kids really rallied. And credit to Tewksbury for being able to hang on at the end, but they're a very impressive team.
What makes them impressive? I know they're obviously in a tough league, and they've done very well.
Yeah, they play a tough schedule, and that's a very well-respected league. And I think one of the things, you know, they're big, they're physical, and, you know, they have a very good offense, very multiple offense. And I was just very impressed overall with their physicality.
Yeah. Well, of course, you guys winning last week against Billerica from that Merrimack Valley Conference. Also a very impressive win for you guys last week. I would assume your most impressive win this year.
Yeah, definitely our most impressive win. Our most complete four quarters of football. I was very proud of my team and the way we competed and the way we executed, again, against a very good team in Billerica. And, you know, it was a different style of play that we're used to in the Merrimack Valley League, but it was a good game by us, and I'm looking forward to this week.
Coach, tell me about your team. Any updates or news notes with players and so on from last week to this week?
No, you know, same group. Kids are geared up, looking forward to it. I had a slightly longer week this week, and you know, they're excited to you know, get back on our home field on Saturday.
Yeah, it's an incredible story. Now, tell me about as you looked at some of the film after the game or something like that. Some players have really stepped up for you on either side of the football that might not be noticeable, say, in the scoring accounts.
Yeah, I'm going to start with one of the kids you just interviewed with, Alex Rodriguez. He played played defensive end for us, and he did a tremendous job for us. Again, something you wouldn't see in the stat sheet. He didn't have many tackles, but the way he played his position was right on with our game plan. He also plays left tackle for us. Likewise, Emil Rossi was. He was, again, a monster in the middle for us, as he's been all year. Our line really played well in our tempo. You know, they created the lanes. And then, I think Prince Brown, a guy that may not have – he didn't have the stat sheet, especially compared to what he's been doing the last couple of weeks, but he created a lot of attention on Prince last week. And defensively, he stepped his game up big time on defensive side of the ball, cornerback, and really proud of him.
Yeah, I noticed when he went out for a wide out, there were a couple of guys on him, and that's double attention.
Right, and Tyshawn Anderson, then you talk about guys stepping up. I mean, he hadn't had a big game offensively like that, but you know, he's more than capable of it, and he was able to get free, and he made plays when there was plays to be made.
Coach, anything else about this year's team or this week heading into the championship?
No, real proud of my kids, real proud of the program. We're working hard this week and looking forward for Saturday.
All right. That's okay, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yep. Chris Carroll, head football coach at Lynn English High School, with us here on MSO News Sports.